two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 23rd day of February. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 36 degrees.
A few slow spots out there, but no major issues on the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
Less than a week to go until the next eligible group of Utahns can sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine.
We are asking people truly to go on the honor system here.
And cases continue to drop. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Amanda, next Monday, March 1st, we'll move to all of those who are 18 years old and up with underlying health conditions that make coronavirus much more dangerous for them. Both Salt Lake and Utah County Health Departments told KSL-TV that they'd be going off the honor system.
At this point, it doesn't look like we're going to be requiring anyone to come in with a doctor's note or any medical records.
And they expect a larger number of people to start wanting those appointments, including those with diabetes, severe obesity, heart disease, cancer, and many more situations. Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 positive tests keeps declining to the lowest number since early last September. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Have you seen the coronavirus exposure notifications on your phone? Last week, the state opted into a system that uses smartphones to help track or keep track of possible exposures. George McEwen with the Department of Health says the app does not track your location or collect your personal information.
It's really an application that has so much privacy around it. There is really, you've got other things that are on your phone probably today, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that track you, and we all use those applications.
He says the way it works is by exchanging information with people you're close to for more than 6 minutes. Their smartphone notifications have been in place in some other states for several months now.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The U.S. has crossed the grim milestone of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths. But ABC's Marcy Gonzalez continues our team coverage, Hope on the Horizon, saying there are positive signs as COVID cases continue to go down.
The average number of daily cases has plunged 74% since January. The average number of deaths down 38% in the last 5 days. Progress as more Americans are immunized. The millions of vaccine doses delayed by recent winter storms are now on track to be delivered by the end of this week.
High on the Hill 2021.
State employees would not be required to get a COVID-19 vaccine in order to work if a new bill passes. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the proposed bill is being sponsored by Representative Robert Spendlove. He says it would be inappropriate for any branch of government, including at the city and county level, to mandate a vaccine that took under a year to develop.
There are side effects to it. There are health side effects. We don't know what all the side effects are. We haven't been able to do long-term studies on the effects.
Now, the big exceptions are that it would not apply to health workers who need the vaccine to work, and it also would not step into the realm of the private sector. The House eventually voted 66-2 to approve the measure, and it now makes its way to the Senate for further consideration. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers have unplugged the bill so you can, so to speak, that would hike registration fees on electric and hybrid cars. The bill died in the House. The bill's sponsor says those cars are not paying their fair share in gasoline tax to pay for the roads. But opponents say increasing the fees that high would stop the incentive for buying a cleaner vehicle. Right now, electric cars make up just 2% of registered vehicles.
The Utah House passed a bill to help people who are homeless get IDs. The bill would waive state ID card application fees, along with fees required to get identifying documents like birth certificates, if the person is able to show they are homeless. It was a unanimous vote in the House. Now the bill goes to the Senate.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Upper 40s and mostly sunny along the Wasatch Front for our Tuesday, but you'll want to enjoy it today because it's going to be going away.
We do have a cold front coming in tomorrow, but doesn't look like it's going to bring much in the way of snow showers. We'll see some scattered snow showers with minimal accumulation, trace amounts at best. The one thing we will notice tomorrow is the temperature. We're going to keep it in the 30s tomorrow and Thursday, so don't put your winter coats away just yet.
Grant says we get to the 40s for the weekend, but it's looking like there's another storm moving in for Saturday.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.